Same something.
Well, here we are, friends, Peggy Hall from thehealthyamerican.org. And I'm live streaming with my friend and freedom fighter and amazing, let me get that turned off, and just an amazing all around friend of mine. And this is Renette Senham. You know Renette because she challenged the governor, as I call him, in the recall. And Renette, we've got to have a show where you talk about how you were completely canceled during your campaign. But today we are going to talk about they are spraying us like bugs. What in the world is going on in the skies and how can we stop it? So many healthy Americans have been talking about this. I've done video coverage on it. And you are now taking the proverbial bull by the horns and you are putting your money where your mouth is. Welcome. Tell everybody what you've got going on and how they can get involved in stopping this. Talk about environmental damage and man-made climate change. They're the ones that are doing it. So let's dive in and tell us all about what we need to know.
Well, thank you, Peggy. And I always like to say you were the instigator in getting me in trouble a few years ago when I was on the city council and mayor and calling out Gavin, you know, Newsom and his statewide mask mandate and so on. So before COVID hit, I was very involved in fighting against the proliferation of 5G and geoengineering because as a young girl, I used to sail almost every day growing up and I would watch the skies and I could see there was some big changes. And what's happened over the course of the last 3 years is you, me, and everyone we know have become so hyper-focused on COVID, right? Trying to stop and combat what's on our doorstep, really ignoring what's going on over our heads. And of course, 5G is proliferated. And now the spraying is heavier than ever. So as you know, you reported, it was on my Substack. We had a horrendous winter here. Yes, it was fabulous. We're out of the drought, but it seems like there's just no more middle of the road any longer. It's one extreme or the other. I call it weather whiplash. Mm. And I'm in Northern California and the Sierra foothills, the upper foothills had 60 feet of snow. Even the ski resorts had to close down and because their runs were just buried and the ski lifts were completely buried. But what's really interesting is as Dane Wigginton in Geoengineering Watch has said, this snow is it's very much a lot of chemicals and it actually holds a lot more moisture. So when it snows, it's extraordinarily heavy, carries a lot of weight, and does a lot of damage. And we had homes here that were buried and all you could see was a little tiny, you know, rooftop of a two-story and trees were falling and snapping everywhere. We're talking ponderosas, okay? These are built for snow. They're built for heavy loads. They were snapping on the top. They're snapping in half. Beautiful old mother oak trees, 200, 150 years old, just splitting in half, limbs dropping, homes demolished, cars demolished. People could not get out of their driveways 3 weeks, because there's so many power poles were down. Electricity was gone for many weeks. And so what happened here in my home, I'm in downtown Nevada City, and I had a thorn tree fall over, smash into my porch, scrape along my house. Luckily, it didn't do any damage. But then a few days later, at 2:30 in the morning, as you know, I reported, I'm at my partner's and the snow has stopped, storm has passed. We hear that iconic sound of this crackling through the forest. We know exactly what that sound is. And then we hear this bam and feel what feels like a train going through the house. And we got hit by a tree. And my partner spent tens of thousands of dollars of clearing all the trees could possibly teeter in our direction, cost a fortune. This tree fell over in our neighbors, well over 100 feet away, hit a tree, that hit another tree, that hit another tree. And what we know, because we've actually had tree bark tested, it's very high in aluminum. And what we know is the trees, the plant life, right, the farms, the produce, so on, are not able to absorb the nutrients, the sugars, the minerals, the water any longer. And we're literally watching them slowly die.
And they're starving. They're starving and dehydrated.
100%. And we don't see it until like the last week or two where those turn a little bit brown in the needles. And then within 5 days, the whole pine tree is red and dead. And what's happening too, as I said, you walk into a forest these days, a conifer forest, and you no longer smell it because they're not expelling, right, what it's taking in from the ground and the soil. So it's like they're not breathing any longer. And so you don't even smell that forest. So people have to understand, this is not a conspiracy theory. So what we're doing is after that, I was so fed up with having to survive our summers walking on eggshells, hoping our homes or towns don't burn down in a flash, to now not being able to relax in the winter and just get a little breath, like, okay, we're safe, because now we're afraid a tree is going to fall on our house like it did on our house and kill you. People do die from this, obviously. So now we have like no rest. It's just completely, it feels like warfare, right?
Psychological. It is. It's weather warfare.
Right. And it just does a number on you. So over the last 3 years, the spring has gotten worse. We have been, and many people have over the years, been doing tests, analysis of the snow and the water. They're so extraordinarily high with aluminum, right? Barium, strontium, cobalt, lead. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And we even feel there might even possibly be some, you know, like the type of Roundup being sprayed at times too, because all of a sudden you'll have a little, you know, mist, a little spray, and all of a sudden everything is black and dead. So we know for a fact this is happening, and people have to understand this is a long history. It's over 70 years, started with Ho Chi Minh Trail, Vietnam War. And what happened was we were actually spraying the supply chain to drown them out. We also drowned out our own soldiers, and it worked. But after that, it was so productive and effective that there was a global treaty of no weather manipulation during a time of war. But you can do weather manipulation during a time of peace.
Tell us about that. That is stunning.
Well, basically, here in the state of California, it's actually perfectly safe. In fact, I'll tell you right here, I don't think it's just California. California, it is. On our own legislators passed this too, but this is the FAA, called the Operating FAR, Standards for Conducting Civilian Flights in the United States. And this is 3.1.2.2, part 137, applies to all operations involving the aerial application of substances. This application may be in support of agriculture, firefighting, public health sprayings, or cloud seeding. So weather manipulation specifically in California is perfectly legal. But we're not going after So what happened was, like you and I've talked about a lot, Peggy, we're always looking for somebody else to save us. Right. We're looking now to the iconic patriots and the medical freedom people to go out there and fight the good fight and do it for us. And I have been waiting, like many of us, for years for somebody to go out there and just stop the geoengineering. And there's been certain lawsuits here and there, but as you know, we're getting sprayed now more than ever. And so I reached out to a woman I'd met a couple different times last year through COVID. And her name is Dina Pollard-Sachs. She's a constitutional professor of 25 years. She's an attorney. She's actually licensed for the Supreme Court. And I reached out to her saying, look, this is what I want to do. This is what's going on. And I showed her some of the documentation and so on, the evidence, saying, this is not some conspiracy. This is full on. She saw it. She saw it and she understood it. So what ended up happening was she started reaching out to the best of the best, because we want to build the best legal team in the country. Evidentiary, so we know exactly what evidence will stand in court. We have the best, you know, environmental attorneys. We're looking at the best JAG military attorneys. We've got her as a constitutional attorney and so on. And we also have attorneys who we're speaking to who have actually fought against geoengineering in past court cases to teach us what went right, what went wrong. And I have to tell you something that's really beautiful and ironic about this. And Sherry Tenpenny said this, you know, of course, evil always, you know, has this seed of destruction within it. And what's ironic with COVID is if I had gone three and a half years ago to do exactly what I'm doing today, I would not be capable of doing it. Because of COVID, I know you, and I know 100 other people like you, and I know influencers, and I know patriots, and I know warriors, and I know people who know how to stand their ground. I know people who are intelligent and come to their own conclusions. We are networked. We know what our skills are. We know what we're good at, what we're bad at. And because I ran for governor last year, I know all these people up and down the state and across the United States. I bring my old gubernatorial campaign team back in. We're hitting the ground running. And what we're doing is a multi-pronged approach, Peggy, because we know going to court, and we're taking this to court with the understanding that I might have to go to the Supreme Court, and we're building it for that. And what we're also doing is a multi-pronged approach, because it's like, do not put all your eggs in my basket. Do not want to wait that long. But we also know what's incredibly important for this is we've got to build up the critical mass, right? The public outreach. We've got to make sure that people understand what's going on and they see what's going on over their heads and they understand they're being sprayed like bugs. So we're doing a massive public outreach campaign on the ground, intersections, over overpasses, farmers markets, massive social media presence as well. We're setting up all the different podcasters and influencers and so on. Publications will do the story. This has nothing to do with party preference whatsoever. And the great irony with this, Peggy, is whoever the legal team is ultimately going to be, it might be the first time ever where the legal team itself is also the victim. Well, we have been fighting for 3 years to have the freedom to opt out of the COVID shot. We have never and will never be able to opt out of these programs.
That's right. I need to jump in there for a moment because, you know, I say that in jest, but it's actually true. It's like, I can't get a religious exemption from the spraying in the skies. And I predicted, and not just me, but many of them have been speaking about this, that they are looking for, you know, they're seeking extermination via many different methods. And of course, they're doing it through these, you know, the cooties cocktail, as I call it, psychological warfare, flu mongering, as I call it, just having people live constantly in fear of being sick. And then they want to turn everybody to electric, turn off the gas. That looks like gas behind you. I don't know, but you know, that's basically illegal in California now. Get rid of our beautiful natural resources that are abundant, inexhaustible, inexpensive. And I believe that God created the planet with enough to go around for everybody. And we do need to make sure that we are good stewards. We are called to be that. But I'll tell you, people did push back against the cooties cocktail. They did push back against these illegal measures in the grocery stores, at the workplace, in the colleges, in the schools, in travel. You can't push back against this one by one. This does take, because one of my things is just live in freedom. Make a choice where you're living in freedom and you don't need to worry about any of these other things. Like, you know, you and I and many others, we made our decisions based on freedom. I'm not going to go along with this. How do we not go along with what they're spraying in the skies? And this is where it does take people being awake and alert to what is going on. I actually have friends that are pilots or are friends with pilots. And when I broach this subject, they're looking at me with a blank stare on their face. Like, what do you mean? I'm flabbergasted, but it's because we have had so many distractions. People also are saying this can't pop. Oh, come on. Why would they do that? How do we answer this question, Renette? Don't they breathe the same air that we do? That's a question that comes up. What do you think about that?
Well, I've asked that many times. I'm like, this, you can't have like a bubble around you, or maybe they do, but you can't have a bubble around you. So then I'll ask, are they not human? Because does this not affect them like it affects us? Or are they such diabolical psychopaths? They don't care, or they think they can. You know, right, exactly. So
they're willing to make those sacrifices because they are serving evil and they believe in that. And they're brainwashed to, some of them actually believe they're doing something good, that we should shield the earth from the sun.
Well, I think it's a combination of things. We've got the Manhattan Project, right? Where they were siloed and did not really understand the full scope of everything that happens. They also have NDAs, right? They cannot disclose what they're doing at all. There's a lot of that. But you have to understand that even NOAA forced a gag order on weather forecasters. They cannot talk about weather modification. It's absolutely illegal. They'll get thrown away. And so it's like, why would you have a gag order on something if it wasn't happening? So of course it's happening. And when you look at the numbers, it's just so upsetting of how much, what's in our snow. And this is there's actually worse numbers than this, to be honest, but this came out of April snowstorm in the Sonora area. So we have aluminum 1900 parts per billion. We've also then got, you know, 19 parts per billion of barium. Then we've got chromium, cobalt, copper, lead, nickel, strontium, titanium, vanadium, and zinc. And I mean, this is in our rainwater, and this rainwater should be pure and clean. And these type of test results are up and down the state of California. We've got mama warriors who before were fighting against COVID are now taking the rain samples, doing the chain of custody, make sure it would stand up in court, and they're doing their own work and research. And so this is the beautiful thing about, it's like what you said, it's an invisible hand. And it's not, you can just go out there and push back, you know, and say, okay, this is the perpetrator. They're out there. They won't admit to their crimes, because if they admit to them, they have to be responsible for them. And so that's why you have a multi-pronged approach with doing the legal side. And I know there's some people saying, well, look at the, you know, this is the corporate America, that, you know, the courts aren't, they're bogus. They're not real. And, you know, I understand about, you know, oaths of office and so on. I get that. So while we're working on that, though, we're still working on that, because that is an avenue to push back. The other thing we're doing is we're also looking at making sure that we are putting the air and water quality boards, our board of supervisors, yes, our city council members on notice. We're going to present the evidence to them, give them a chance to respond, give them a chance to do their duty, to abide by their oath, right? To fight against enemies of all, you know, all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if they don't, then we'll do the notice of liabilities. At the same time, we're also going to be out there doing the public outreach and education, letting people know what's really going on. We want to slather this country over the next year so everyone watches and pays attention to what's happening in their skies. They're collecting the rainwater. They've educated themselves. They're educating those around them in places of power. And we're watching the court case so the judges know, right? The U.S. military knows what's, we know that we, that they know that we know. And people ask, well, who, and why? Well, first of all, it depends upon what they're spraying, right? You've got research organizations. As long as they're doing research, conducting research, they can spray whatever they want as long as it's for research. Then you have power companies. They do a lot of cloud seeding. And that also includes airplanes as well as on the ground cloud seeding. Then you have also just companies. You can hire a company to ensure you have no rain for your outdoor wedding. You can do that too. Our biggest perpetrator is our own U.S. military. I can't tell you how many people say to me, Renette, our military would never do that. And I'm like, you're right. Your military would never do that. Our government would never do what they've been doing, but they've all been co-opted. Not that there's not good people in both. There are. But there's a lot of evildoers who are taking advantage of those positions. And there's no doubt they want to and continue to actually spray the aluminum. And that helps their radar. It helps the surveillance satellites and so on. And it's very clear too that they are trying to reduce our overall health. They're trying to reduce our lifespan, and they're also trying to reduce the health of our minds, because aluminum lodges in the brain and causes memory loss. I can't tell you how many 20 and 30 year olds I now know who are telling me they're losing their memory. And as they're talking to me, like over a course of a half hour or so, they will repeat the questions that they just asked a few minutes before.
Oh my gosh. That is really troubling.
And that was happening with my grandfather at 70 and 80 when he had Alzheimer's, but not 20 year olds. So people can't remember words. They can't remember names. I suffer from that. I'm definitely struggling with words and names for sure. I've seen a decline in that. And so this is what's going on. And so whoever is doing this, and again, you've got different actors that are doing it for different reasons, but there's definitely an assertive agenda to ensure that our minds are turned into mush. We have no memory. We can't think straight, that our lifespans are shortened, and our overall health is, we're basically going to be addicted and depend upon, you know, big pharma. And that's their plan. We won't.
You know, there's one other aspect to that as well. So living in Southern California, where our typical days, let's say, you know, 20 years ago, and what drew a lot of people to living in California, especially Southern California, the blue skies, the pleasant weather, it's a Mediterranean climate. And I came across a batch of photos from the like late 1970s, 1980s. If people don't know what a photo is, it's something you could hold in your hand. It's not on your phone. And I'm looking at these of vacations and trips and going to the beach and having cookouts and, you know, different outside activities, football games, baseball games. You look at the sky and it's blue. All right. These are even in old photographs. And I've even heard that some of the reruns on TV, they are having graphic artists put in the hazy sky so that people will think that that's what a sky looks like. So this hazy sky, I challenge everybody to this exercise. In the morning, whenever you wake up, go outside and just take a picture or take a short video on your phone. So there's a timestamp, and the sky may be clear. It may be blue, or maybe it's hazy, because now that what they're doing in California is they do it at night so that people won't see the spraying in Southern California. And then you wake up in the morning and everything's milky, but you just think it's, oh, it's haze. Oh, it's the fog. Oh, it's the coastal eddy. No, it's chemicals that have residue. So take a picture in the morning. Then, you know, late morning or midday, take a picture in the day and later in the day. And you're going to see the sky changing. And it's not white, puffy cumulus clouds. And I know that there are different kinds of cirrus clouds. Yeah, I understand that. I also challenge everybody, because I want you to see with your own eyes how that day changes because of the spraying. Then I want everybody to try to access like a fourth grade science book from the 1970s. Remember, books are much harder to change than digital information online. And I want you to look at that fourth grade science lesson. That's pretty much when they started teaching it, fourth grade, fifth grade, and on, about clouds. And there were like four or five different kinds of clouds. Now the clowns are trying to tell us that there are tunnel clouds and they called them mammary clouds. I mean, they're coming up with these most ridiculous names.
New classification. They're actually man-made clouds. And
they are.
And they're calling them man-made clouds. And
it's stunning.
And so the thing is, they're banking on our memories being completely wiped out. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. And the indoctrination is so bad that you see those streaks in advertisement, in movies, in photographs, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, I had a woman who's on our side. She's a teacher in Southern California, and they're doing the state tests for the children, elementary school. And sure enough, they're talking about, you know, they're actually asking questions about weather manipulation and clouds and da 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 da, and clearly just admitting to it and normalizing it. They had a written exam about an extreme weather event. You had to write about it. Indoctrinating these children at a young age to know, because we know it's not, we know it's bull. So they're going to, these kids think that it's normal. And what's also interesting is we have 25-year-olds, 26-year-olds, 28-year-olds. They don't have a memory of a sky that's not been adulterated. This is normal to them. Like, what are you talking about? They have no memory. We're a generation in.
Yeah. You know, I need to make one other comment though, Renette, because you're talking about the harms in terms of, you know, the mental capacity, the intellect, or, you know, just the ability for your memory to function. People are having difficulty with breathing. So many of these symptoms were the same ones they labeled with the cooties. And the other thing that I think is a harm that a lot of people aren't seeing is just the depression of not seeing a blue sky.
We have
expressions like, oh, I'm wishing you happy days and blue skies. I hope that you'll have sunny, happy, blue, puffy clouds. It's in our vernacular that we know that blue skies make us happy, relaxed, peaceful, energetic, alive. And now to never see a blue sky, the ongoing, I mean, California is basically, it's untenable. It is just unbearable to never see a blue sky. And in a very rare occasion, after the storms, after the rain, there will be a peak of it. And it's so unusual. You know, people start putting photographs on Instagram. Look at this beautiful day. It's like, that should be the norm. So the psychological damage of the heaviness, the depression, the not wanting to leave the house, the just not having the get up and go, the lack of motivation, I believe that's from not having sunlight because it's been artificially blocked. Prove me wrong. And more people are really waking up to this.
Well, okay. So, I have, including myself, my partner, dear friends, it's so oppressive. It's depressing. You feel like you're in a cage. You feel powerless. You feel helpless. You feel like a sitting duck. And it's not just that. You're not getting your vitamin D.
Yeah.
Your plants, the photosynthesis, they're not getting that either. The produce isn't growing. The solar panels aren't producing the energy. I mean, just all around. And this has never been tested. We have no idea what the full-on impact is going to be. And it's absolutely unnecessary. And then I have people saying, well, yes, there's geoengineering, but you know, there's also climate change. It's making it worse. I'm like, no, we're not having one conversation about climate change until all of the geoengineering comes to an end. Completely comes to an end, then we'll see if there's any climate change. Because when we talk about weather manipulation engineered, we're like, yeah, that's it's not from just farting cows. It's not that. It's because we are actually engineering and we are manipulating the weather. It's not weather forecasting, it's weather scheduling. That's why the gag order on the weather forecasters, they can't tell you it's a lie. Our whole world is a lie.
So you're gonna bring some solutions here, and this is, friends, I'm looking at the chat here, Renette, and people are talking about their areas of the country, Florida, the although some are saying that they've got blue skies, others are saying that they're noticing the thunder doesn't sound correct. Arizona is huge in spraying. And we're going to talk in just a moment about the solutions. But I do want to say, because people say, why in the world would they even do this? And they, I believe that they do want to make us so dependent on their solutions. They're going to be shuttling us into the, I call them the pack'em and stack'ems, the, you know, rabbit hutches, out of the cities, out of the rural, I'm sorry, out of the rural areas into the cities against our own will. That's why the fire warfare on the cities to burn people out, they can't return. Many of these are targeted in rural areas. The trees, the agriculture, how many people, let me know in a chat comment. So many people have told me that their own gardens are not producing, or yeah, that they will get a fruit and it's inedible, and that, you know, the corn just isn't, you know, they open it and there's no corn, it's all stunted. So because the spraying prevents the trees and the plants from bringing in oxygen and nutrients, they are being starved and suffocated. And that is going to harm the food supply. It is going to make us more dependent on their artificial food. And then it just fits the bill for all, check the boxes for all of the agenda items. And this is one that is, for them, it's kind of easy. Like, look at all the boxes we check off. We make people depressed, give them diseases and illness. They can't breathe. They can't see. And we destroy the food supply.
Right. And you kill off their opposition, and you kill off the trees, and you can mine where you want to, take whatever you want. I mean, they just want us out of the way, right? We've got assets, and we're in the way of them getting to the assets that they want. And it's very clear. And again, I ask, I mean, are they human? Because they can't seem to have human souls.
No, there's no soul.
The children. So what happened was on April 19th, and ironically, I didn't realize the significance of that day, but that was the date of when the shot was heard around the world, starting the American Revolution. I got someone who was one of my donors saying, it's ironic that you launched your Give, Send, Go on April 19th. I had no idea. But I'm like, well, I want it to be a shot heard around the world, because we're not backing down. And if these are my end days, right? Because if this continues, we don't have a lot of days ahead of us. And I don't mean to be melodramatic. It's just a fact. We're actually watching an ecological crash all around us. People are seeing it very clearly now. People who did not see it a year, 2 or 3 years ago. And if these are my end days, I'm going to spend them fighting. And I'm not going down until I'm down. And when I go down, I'll fight on the other side as well. And so on April 19th, we launched the Stop U.S. Geoengineering Legal Fund to get that crew together. We've got it together. We have what's called Generation 7. It's all about the seventh generation principle. Every decision you make today should serve seven generations from now. It's going to be under that umbrella of a 501c3. So your donations are actually tax deductible. And we're going to take this all the way while we simultaneously go out there, and we're going to teach people how to put their elected officials and agency heads on notice, and also educate them all and get that critical mass going. We need the critical mass. And so we're not messing around at all.
Here we are. I just want to show everybody your Substack. So this is where I want to send everybody, Renette Senham's Foghorn Express. You can just do an internet search, Renette Senham's Substack. It'll pop right up. I want everybody to go here if you want to learn more, and if you want to be a part of this legal action, and not just the legal action, but the education. Whoops. Right. And you're going to start talking here. Okay. Anyway, here it is. And I will have a link in the description box below. I just wanted to show this to everybody, Renette, as you're telling us what you're doing, and people are investing in this, aren't they?
Oh yeah. No, we're doing well. It's the Give, Send, Go slowed down the last 2 days, but that's because I've got to now go out there and start, you know, talking to people like you and so on. But it's doing really well. And the feedback and the whistleblowers we have. And let me tell you, folks, we've got the water and rain samples. You got the bark sample. We also are looking at maybe even doing blood samples, hair samples, right? To say it's in your veins, right? This stuff is circulating in your body, in your organs. We also have, as I said, the whistleblowers, whether the military or their pilots. We also have the patents that clearly show you how they spray. We have the annual reports. I mean, it's not that the information is not out there. We just have to gather it all and then find the chink in the armor, right? That Achilles heel. And we're going to do it, because our lives are dependent upon it. The legal team's lives are dependent upon it. the children developing bodies and brains who are far, far, far more susceptible than you and me. This is not good for them. I mean, the levels, and this is, and the one little reading I gave you was one little tiny rainstorm. This happens every single time it rains. Every single time. And then an inhalation is much worse than ingestion, by the way. So when you're inhaling it, it's far, far, far worse. And then when it's not being sprayed, you got it in your food and your water and da, 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 and everywhere. And then when you have big fires and it's burning, it all goes back up in this column of smoke. It's insane. And
yeah. In fact, that's why these fires have been so incendiary, because they spray in advance. And so they're actually preparing all of these more flammable materials. That's right. What my fire experts have told me. So 100%. It's all interconnected. And we're going to wrap up in a few minutes here, Renette, and I'll let you have the last word and tell them about your show that's coming up. But I do want to let everybody, because we had some people just hopping on right now. So there is a fact that chemicals are being sprayed in the air. You can see it. I think that it's a lot of drones. I don't know if there are a lot of actual pilots that are doing it. So I think there are.
They're very high, 30 to 40,000 feet, actually. Yes, there's a lot of drones. Yes.
So it's happening. It's a fact. It's been documented and it's been patented for decades. It's nothing new, but there is more and more information coming out about it, and more people are becoming aware of it and sick and tired of it. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that it's becoming more blatant, more sustained. It used to be that it would be a couple times a week, or maybe they'd wait until later in the afternoon. And there are days in California where I was doing a video, basically blog, just diary for my own self, to take a picture every single day. And for weeks at a time in San Clemente, I never saw the sun. And around Camp Pendleton, it's actually even worse, as I say, it's worse than worse. For some reason, it really hovers. What brought my attention to it, here's another homework assignment for everybody. Look at the residue on your windshield. Look at the residue on plants. You mentioned that you could not smell the pine trees, and I cannot smell cut grass. The grass doesn't smell the way that it used to be for all of these various reasons. Think about the times in your own experience or people that you know that lost a tree or series of trees, big trees that should be living for years. And they're snapping, as you talked about, the pine trees. It's happening not just in the Sierras, it's happening in people's backyards, in my backyard, in my sister's backyard, in my cousin's backyard. They lost a few trees and they just fell over. So think about these things. This is the evidence, but look for the residue there. You can see it. It almost looks like a plastic coating. And that's what woke me up years ago. I'm like, what is on my windshield? So I parked my car elsewhere. I'm like, it's still here. And then I realized it was a film, and the sky in California can get thick. It's like, it's there. It's almost like you can touch it. And it's so disturbing, because we have the most beautiful state with the mountains, which you can no longer see because they're obscured. So the reason we're talking about this is I wanted Renette to come on, because you know that I'm all about solutions. Renette calls herself a solutionarian, and I love that. It's not about the spin cycle. It's not about scaring you or making you stay up at night. It's the exact opposite. Learn about what's going on, educate others so that we can get critical mass. And I want everybody to know there's been a great success against the 5G towers in Massachusetts with one of my friends and freedom fighters that has been fighting against the 5G, and they had a court put a stop, a stay, an injunction against this 5G rolling out in Massachusetts, which is one of the most liberal states as well. Again, I don't like to go by party lines, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. And so if they can do that with 5G, which was just being bulldozed through, the reason why, because more and more people spoke out against it. Right. Even some of the public servants, there are public servants among the serpents, they thought, hey, I don't want to be exposed to this. So Renette is describing a multi-pronged approach, and it's going to ebb and flow. It's going to morph as time goes on and you see what works and what doesn't. And this is why I wanted her on, to talk about what can we do about this instead of just complaining. And I've got my three simple solutions are connection, education, and action. We're doing all three right now. We're connecting with like-minded people. We're learning about what's going on. And so you gave us the action step. go to the, well, I gave everybody the action set, send everybody to your blog or your Substack. They can learn more. If you're interested in supporting this, you can click through. And then there's one other action step I'd like you to talk about is supporting your work. And this is a part of why you are so conscious about our world and why you want to protect it. So tell us all about your one woman show.
Okay, I will. I will. And so to before I get to that, then I want to talk about, we have, so we're calling ourselves Save Our Skies. It's actually a former organization that started decades ago. The elderly couple have since passed away. So we're Save Our Skies. That's our official name of our organization under Gen7, GenSeven.org, Gen7. So you'll see Save Our Skies. There's a little, placeholder there, but we actually have a web designer working on a more full and extensive website. So you can find that Gen7, little tab, SOS, Save Our Skies. So go there for updates. My Substack, you can find me there. I also want to say, if anybody wants to get involved, please, you can reach me through Save Our Skies. If you want to collect water, I suggest a wonderful lab or snow is called McCampbell Analytical Incorporated. And that's McCampbell. Call McCampbell Analytical Incorporated. They're a wonderful lab. And then, call them up. They'll give you a chain of custody, and you can contact me. We'll tell you exactly what kind of chemicals, heavy metals to test for, and so on. So if you want to get involved there, if you want to go to the farmers markets, you want to hang banners over overpasses, again, you can reach us through Save Our Skies. I've got a project manager coming on in about a week to actually handle all of that load. So I'm doing this for free. I've been calling out people, as you know, who have been taking advantage of the medical freedom movement, having exorbitant pay and so on. And I'm not playing that game. I have to make sure we have certain people who are paid within the organization and the attorneys to get this all done, to educate people and the public outreach and to organize. We're doing that. I am going to make sure I increase my passive income so I can just cover my bills and do all this for free. So this Sunday, also, you'll find that on my Substack that you shared.
And I'll share. I've got it here as well. Here we go.
Right. So thank you. So on my Substack, is Alaska Revisited. This is, if you click on the tickets, you go there. Why am I doing this? Two reasons. One is a passive income. I'm doing this Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And it's a 1.5 hour, one woman show I've been doing for 30 years. And it's based upon a solo winter crossing I did in Alaska in 1994 that I filmed for National Geographic. It is part multimedia and part storytelling and performance. I was as a theater person for decades. And so it's a very unusual, it's virtual performance. I've always done it on the stage. I've done it hundreds and hundreds of times for nearly 30 years. I'm doing it for two reasons. One is I need to have a passive income that will always be on my Substack if you want to pay and watch it. And two, I'm asking people to put blind faith into me. Some people know who I am and they trust me. And other people are like, who are you? Why would I ever send you any money? I want people to know who I am as a human being, what's important for me, how I got here. And when I say I'm going to do something, I mean it. I'm fighting for this planet. I'm fighting for the future generations who should have every opportunity that we have. And I'm fighting to stop this ultimate evil that has absolute disregard for every living thing on this planet. Peggy, I'm sick and tired of it. And so I want people to understand that I mean what I say. And these attorneys who are coming on right now, their jaws are dropping. Their jaws are dropping at the overwhelming evidence. They're looking up now for the first time and seeing the streaks in the air saying, this is what? And they're seeing all the evidence and they're like, hell no, hell no. And so I want to make sure that if you can see the show on Sunday, buy the ticket. I tell people, get your friends together, have a big barbecue, have a potluck, get popcorn. Seriously, I've got a few people doing that, filling up their living rooms, make it fun. It's great from 4-year-olds to 104-year-olds. And it is not just an adventure story. There is a twist of fate that goes beyond generations that is mathematically impossible. It's a jaw dropper of a story. And I can't explain more than that, but I'm just telling you, I've had people return to this show 8 times, 9 times. And it's not that unusual. And I just feel like it's really important for people to know who's spearheading this and be comfortable with who I am and what's important to me.
And if they buy a ticket, they can still watch it later if they can't make it live on Sunday.
Absolutely. Okay. And I'll have it up there also either behind a paywall or just, please, leave a tip, recommended donation. But that is to help me so I can just pay my bills.
I love that.
And do my job.
Yeah, that's really great. So Renette and I have known each other for 3 years, basically. We bonded over all of the hogwash. She has been boots on the ground, fighting the governor and being canceled because of it, not being able to use Uber and Uber Eats and having her accounts being hacked and all of this. So that means that she's over the target, as the expression goes. And that also means that she's effective, because the governor would not spend that amount of time to try to silence her if there wasn't some kind of impact that she was having. So I can vouch for what she's doing here. Again, I have hope that everyone is going to take time to go to the website, share the information, educate yourself about it. My goal in bringing Renette on today was to let everyone know that people are fighting back. They are standing up. And thank goodness we did gather the troops during the last few years. We found out that we know how to stand up for ourselves. We've learned about the law. I would say I feel a lot more intelligent than I was, a lot smarter than I was 3 years ago in terms of just knowing how to fight back, how the government at the local levels are structured. You've been in it, so you know. And that also gives you that advantage, because you kind of walked away from that on purpose so that you could pursue other things, because you knew what the small town, you know, politicians were like, and politics and things that you were being told that you couldn't question. So you're in a perfect position to fight back. And the other thing I will vouch for is that you are so good at, you know, pulling people together and collaborating and not letting the ball drop. So if I know that people have followed others in the movement against saving the skies and geoengineering, and I think it's great. We need many voices in this. And I will also say that personally, I'm not aligned with all of the voices in the movement, and I don't think anybody is. That's what brings a richness and a diversity to this battle. So do your due diligence, everybody. Related to anybody that's talking about this, decide who you want to align with, where you can have an impact, how you can be educated, and to literally get in the fight. I am a person that has a great deal of optimism about the future, and that's because I know that we battle with a vanquished foe. So I mean, even coming from a biblical standpoint, it's like the enemy has already been defeated. We're just playing that out right now. And evil does carry its seeds of destruction. And we have to create, and we have to overcome that, not through more darkness and evil and complaining, but we have to actually create the solution. So grateful to have you on board. I'll give you the last word here, Renette.
No, well, you know, this is, as we've said many times, you and I, this is a spiritual war, and we've already won, but are we going to win in 6 months or 60 years or 600 years? That's why we have to be activated. And the thing is this, is that we're going to be on the backside here doing the legal heavy lifting. Okay. We're good with that. But we also want to make the education, the public outreach and so on joyful. We want laughter. We want happiness. We want hope. The evildoers, they want you to be angry. They want you hopeless. They want you depressed. They want you lifeless. And we're like, no, we're not giving you permission. You don't have our permission. So please, all I can say is this is really probably the biggest battle of our lives. And as Dina Pollard-Sachs says, who's the constitutional attorney helping put the legal team together, we are not putting together a court case. We are putting together a revolution.
Wow, that's powerful.
This will probably be one of the most important court cases ever, because every single person in America is a victim to this.
That's right. It affects everyone. Yeah. And friends, you know how empowered you feel when you take action. There are people that take action by signing a petition, by sharing a video, by showing up here on my live streams. That's an action. By subscribing to a Substack. And then educating yourself, increasing your knowledge, and making a donation if you're able. And if not, doing the letter writing, doing the promotion of information. It's empowering regardless of the result. And I stand before you still in my own legal battle, but I'll tell you, I made this choice and I'm going the distance, and I can sleep at night knowing that I didn't give up and that I didn't give in. And I did not give over my freedom, over my body, over our environment, over my family, over my dreams, my desires, my goals for life. So friends, we are standing in this side by side, shoulder to shoulder. And I'm grateful, Renette. When you gave your Substack and you said, I have a couple of announcements coming up, I couldn't wait. right until you gave that announcement. And the other thing you told me just kind of off air is you said, you know, I want to be doing something proactive. I just don't want to be covering these news stories and getting in the spin cycle. And yes, it's important for people to understand what's going on and some of the fraud, unfortunately, that's creeping into, you know, some of these movements, but that's not as productive as actually rolling up your sleeves, diving in, and let's create something better. I don't want the old normal. I certainly don't want the new normal. We are going to create better than normal. And all y'all here online are a part of that. Thank you so much, Renette. Hang on with me for just a moment. Signing off here on YouTube, everybody. I will be back with you tomorrow. This new time, it's kind of my old time, but I'm going back to the 4 p.m. Pacific. Now we're getting into the summer months and that works out really great. Many of you asked me for that earlier time slot, that 7 p.m. Eastern. Share the videos. They are always recorded for you later. But once in a while, you know, that last interview I had with you, Renette, it had to come down off YouTube because it was too hot for YouTube to handle. It lives on over at Rumble and it's got thousands and thousands of views. So you're always a big draw. People want to hear your perspective. And thank you everybody for being open to this conversation. I know that for some people, even among the healthy Americans, they're like, yeah, I just think it's smog. Let's dig deeper. Let's look at the evidence. And I understand we don't want to believe that the government has lied to us and that they would be out to get us, but we are standing in this side by side, shoulder to shoulder, and we are going to be victorious. I can't wait to see what's next. Okay, signing off, everybody. Stick with me, Renette, and I'll see you all tomorrow in the next live.